Sesame Street. It's a magic carpet ride. Every door will open wide. Happy people like you, oh, happy people like you. What a beautiful sunny day. Sweep the clouds away. On my way to where the air is free. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? How to get to Sesame Street? How to get to Sesame Street? How to get to Sesame Street?
You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, where it's all graphic arts all the time. That was the Sesame Street theme song. You know it, I know it, we all know it. And we all love it. Or maybe it's just me. I've kind of had a weird Sesame Street week. And although the show is not going to be entirely about Sesame Street, actually, it's entirely about weird musical things. I'm going to talk about Sesame Street for a few minutes because... Okay, well, first of all, I work in a daycare, so people who listen to me might or might not know that, but my life pretty much revolves around all things kid-like. It's sad, but it's fun. It makes me look 25 years younger. Trust me. Anyways, so... working at the daycare, I work with some great women, and I really enjoy it. And one of my friends there is this woman, Karen, and she has, you know, two grown boys who are like in their 20s. But she, apparently they were all really good with their toys, and she has this wonderful assortment of things from when her kids were kids. Plus, also, her mother was a kindergarten teacher, so she even has stuff from them that, you know, that's all vintage, hard to find, really neat things. So one of the things she showed us, and oh my God, I'm like, I was almost ready to like kill her and take them, but I would never do such a thing. But she has these these Sesame Street dolls. They're like as big as like giant teddy bears, and there's Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch and Cookie Monster, and you connect Big Bird to Grouch and Cookie Monster, and you put a tape in Big Bird's bum and you play it, and then they're all animatronic and they all have books that go with the tapes, and each moment for each character to talk, they talk. So like, you know, Big Bird will say, you know, oh, what do you think of that, Cookie? And Cookie will be like, me don't know, Bird. And so I was like amazed. The kids were amazed. I was just, oh my God, I love it. I love it so much. And I was like cuddling the Cookie Monster. Oh God. So the other thing that happened this week is I went and I got this amazing hardcover book. It's called The Story of Sesame Street by Michael Davis, who used to be a reporter for TV Guide. And it's fantastic. The book is called Street Gang, and it tells the history of Sesame Street from the very beginning. And it's so fascinating, like, to learn about, you know, the struggles that Jim Henson was having with Eisner from Disney, to learn about how Sesame Street started. They even have like a little bit of a beginning talking about Captain Kangaroo and Buffalo Bill from Howdy Doody. So like, this is long before my time. I had no idea about any of this stuff, and I'm just really enjoying, you know, reading it and learning about it, because I love Sesame Street. And of course, the impetuous was the fact that there was this man, he was a child psychologist, and I've forgotten his name because I left the book at work, actually, so I'm only a quarter of the way through it. But this man was a child psychologist, and his daughter, and this was in the 60s, would run downstairs at 6 in the morning and patiently wait for an hour for TV to start, because TV started at 7 in the 60s. And he was just like, there's got to be some way we can harness this and use it to teach our children. And that was like the beginning of Sesame Street. And things were not working out when they were doing it. Like, they were trying to pull everything together, and they just found that it was coming together really boring until Jim Henson walked in the door. And then it was like magic was made. And I, you know, as somebody who works with children, I love the values and the humor of Sesame Street. It's so important. Another neat fact about this Street Gang book is if you get the audio version, it's told by Carol Spinney, who does the voices of Big Bird and Oscar. So I think that's really cool. Again, the book is called Street Gang, and it's the history of Sesame Street. So yeah, that's my big Sesame Street thing. So we're going to go to some more Sesame Street But after that, let me tell you what we've got in store. I have a record at home that I've been dying to play for the longest time, and it's called The Children's Treasury of Batman Musical Stories. It's a record that was put out in 1966 by Peter Pan Records, and the group that did all the music was the Mariettes. Now, we're going to play this a little bit later, probably in about 10 minutes. It's the funniest thing, but it's the greatest thing, too, because it's like, they're musical songs, but they're telling a Batman story. So it's pretty cheesy, but pretty hilarious. The other thing I'm going to play is Feeling Good with Annie, which came out in 1982 after the movie Annie came out. And it's basically this sort of weird record where people are trying to get Annie and Daddy Warbucks to exercise more. And so it's like this. Anyways, you're going to hear it and it'll be pretty interesting, but we're going to go to some more Sesame Street tracks. This song is called Rubber Ducky, and then we're going to do Oscar's I Love Trash, and then after that will be the Batman musical stories. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show.
You make that time lots of fun. Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Bo-bo-dee-o.
Rubber Ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber Ducky, you're my very best friend. That's true. Oh, every day when I make my way to the tubby,
Ducky, you're the one boy. You make bath time for me lots of fun. Oh, Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you, boy. Oh, bo-do-do-dee-o-dee-o. Rubber Ducky, joy of joys. You know, when I squeeze you, boy, you make lots of noise. Hey, Rubber Ducky, oh, you're my very best friend. Huh, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. If you really want to see something trashy, look at this. I have here a sneaker that's tattered and worn. It's all full of holes and the laces are torn. A gift from my mother the day I was born. I love it because it's trash. Oh, I love trash. I have here some newspaper 13 months old. I've wrapped fish inside it. It's smelly and old, but I wouldn't trade it for a big pot of gold. I love it because it's trash.
Yes, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty.
Look at the rest of this.
is junk. I've a clock that won't work and an old telephone, a broken umbrella, a rusty trombone. And I am delighted, it's all of my own. I love them because they're trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty, anything ragged or rough or rusty.
And you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, where we talk about all graphic arts all the time. And that was I Love Trash by the Peter Pan Course. It was a great record I found online while I was doing research for my show, because I gotta admit, I found a lot of this neat stuff at a website called wayoutjunk.blogspot.com. I was looking because I wanted to get MP3 versions of the record that I have of the Batman musical, and I was trying to find it online so I could play it for you, right? And I found this awesome website, wayoutjunk.blogspot.com, and they have excellent, excellent children albums, like from the 50s and 40s and 60s and 70s and wacky stuff. And so I found that Peter Pan Course doing the Sesame Street song and Rubber Ducky and I Love Trash, songs sung by Oscar the Grouch, and Rubber Ducky, of course, would be Ernie's favorite pet, and plastic Stuffy. Anyways, so we're actually going to go to something even better now, because the Sesame Street thing is over. We're not doing any more Sesame Street stuff, because you need to listen to the Batman stuff, because the Batman stuff is where it's at. So, the Children's Treasury of Batman Musical Stories is very hilarious. A record put out in 1966 by Peter Pan Records. It's for kids. The group is called the Mariettes. They did all the singing, and the tracks are, let's see here, Look Out Bat for the Batman, Ho Ho the Joker's Wild, The Wonderful Boy Wonder, The Penguin, Here Comes the Batmobile, It's the Batman, The Joker Gets Trumped, There Goes Robin, and of course I'll recap throughout the bunch of them. So I hope you enjoy. But first, we're going to do an ad for Cinema Politica. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, and enjoy the Batman musical stories.
Tune in, crank it up, and throw the horns. Join me, the Zombie Boy, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. to hear the best in classic hard rock and old school metal. On your feet or on your knees for the almighty riff. Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Kazoom, and 30 crooks go flying clear across the room. They try to get away, but they know they can't escape that nemesis of crime who wears a mask and cape.
Look out for the Batman! Look out for the Batman! With Robin at his side, he's busy day and night, upholding law and order and fighting for the right. So look out for the Batman, and when he's above, look out for the Batman,
'cause the Batman will get you
if you don't watch out.
Thank you. his friend. Ho, 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 he's lost his grin. He's madder than an old wet hen, 'cause he can't remember when he won out in the end. Every time he plans a plan, or schemes a scheme, or plots a plot, Robin and the Batman come and make him wish that he had not. And though he tried with all his might to prove that crime does pay, those guys who fight for truth and right keep getting in his way. Ho, 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 the Joker's wild, the Joker's wild, the Joker's wild. He is just a silly clown who just can't seem to win, 'cause Robin and the Batman have made a joke of him. Remember when he won out in the end. Every time he plans a plan, a scheme's a scheme, a plot's a plot, Robin and the Batman come and make him wish that he had not. And though he tries with all his might to prove that crime does pay, those guys who fight for truth and right keep getting in his way. Ho, 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 the Joker's wild, the Joker's wild, the Joker's wild. He is just a silly clown who just can't seem to win, 'cause Robin and the Batman have made a joke of him.
Wherever Batman goes, he is always there, and all their evil foes are very much aware that though he's just a boy, no grown-up can compare with Robin, the wonderful boy wonder. If Batman's in a fix and it looks like it's the end, he really doesn't worry, he knows he can depend on that fearless teenage hero who is his closest friend, Robin, the wonderful boy wonder. He fights for law and order whenever there's disorder, and asks for no reward or prize for doing what he order. And though he's just a lad, I'm sure that you'll agree, there's never been a lad as wonderful as he. And if one wish I had, I wish that I could be Robin, the wonderful boy wonder. Wherever Batman goes, he is always there, and all their evil foes are very much aware that though he's just a boy, no grown-up can compare with Robin, the wonderful boy wonder. If Batman's in a fix and it looks like it's the end, he really doesn't worry, he knows he can depend on that fearless teenage hero who is his closest friend, Robin, the wonderful boy wonder.
He fights for law and order whenever there's disorder, and asks for no reward or prize for doing what he oughta.
And though he's just a lad, I'm sure that you'll agree, there's never been a lad as wonderful as he. And if one wish I had, I wish that I could be Robin.
everybody's heard about that evil bird they call the penguin. The penguin, that tricky little fella with a trick umbrella, the penguin, the penguin. You have never seen a villain who is meaner. When a crime's committed, you can bet the guy who did it is the penguin, the penguin. For every plot you'll find the mastermind behind it is the penguin, the penguin. But no matter how he tries, he always seems to fail. And to his surprise, he winds up stuck in jail. 'Cause though he won't admit it, he always gets outwitted by the Batman and Robin.
Super jet zooming through the night.
And you're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, where we talk about all graphic arts all the time. And that was the Children's Treasury of Batman Musical Stories, performed by the Mariettes in 1966. You just heard the track, Here Comes the Batmobile. Prior to that, The Penguin. Before that, The Wonderful Boy Wonder. And even before that, Ho Ho Ho, The Joker's Wild. And we started it all off with Look Out for the Batman. I love this record. I love finding bizarre stuff like this. And speaking of bizarre, strange stuff like this, we're going to get to the briefest news portion ever. Last week, we didn't even do news because we were so caught up in The Watchmen. But the thing is the Feeling Good with Annie is really long, so I'm going to get to it really quick. Here we go. So the first thing, item on the agenda of news that I want to tell you about is go to www.decoderringtheater.com. Because, you know, I wanted to do some radio plays, and I did manage to find some, so maybe at a later date I will use them, some shadow radio plays and some good old Dick Tracy radio plays. But apparently there's a group of people doing it right now. If you go to the decoderringtheater.com website, there's a group of people. It's a home of all new audio adventures in the tradition of the classic programs of the radio's golden age. There are going to be full-length, full-cast tales of mystery and adventure to fire up your imagination. They just posted a new one. Their series is about the Red Panda Adventure Stories. They're available for download through podcast MP3. It said the noir stylings of the Black Jack Justice and the grab bag of suspense science fiction comedy found in the showcase. Each episode is a standalone story and you can begin wherever you like. So in the new episode, a darkened street, a cry for help, and a courageous rescue by a super-powered flying man in a bright yellow cape. This can't be good. Will a certain two-fisted mystery man, Red Panda, learn to share his city with the high-powered interlopers? Or is a showdown at hand? What will happen when the city comes to worship the Golden Idol? So you can hear that at www.decoderringtheater.com. I think radio plays are fantastic. Please don't give up on the medium of radio. Please don't give it up for the age of the internet. There's just so many fantastic things you can do with this medium. I'm glad to see that there are other people still doing it. Also, I just read the new League of Extraordinary Gentlemen book. I managed to borrow it from somebody, and it's The Black Dossier. It's only come out in hardcover so far, but it's great because the new series is coming out this month at some point. I'll be telling you about that later. And it was Alan Moore outdid himself. Basically, the premise of the new League of Extraordinary Gentlemen book is, it's a dossier about the original group, the one that the first two books are about, Mina Murray, Alan Quatermain, Hyde, and Nemo, et cetera, et cetera. But it's really interesting how he juxtaposes the contents of the dossier with the people who have stolen the book and them reading it at the same time. Alan Moore is genius. You don't need me to tell you that. But he did so many great things with this book. In the dossier, there's comics of Orlando, who becomes a character that joins the group in later years. There's also a beat novel that regales tales of Mina Murray and Alan Quatermain in the 60s that, you know, it's a totally different voice for Alan Moore, and it's so, so well done. He also did a Shakespearean play because they like to, apparently, I want to call him Prometheus, but I'm probably wrong. Prospero, that's his name. Prospero from Midsummer's Night Dream by Shakespeare was one of the original members of the very first League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. The Mina Murray group is like the second league. And then you learn all about these other leagues in other countries. Oh, it's great. But anyways, you've got to find the new League of Extraordinary Gentlemen book, because the other thing is it's got 3D. That's the other thing. I know it's like such a trend and I'm totally trying not to fall for it, but like Alan Moore uses it for exactly what it should be used for. It basically creates imagination. The world of imagination has to be in 3D, and it's so freaky awesome cool. You get your glasses and it's at the end of the book, and I mean, Alan Moore, he never fails you. The only disappointment I had is that I noticed that a lot of the story twists and turns reminded me a bit of Neil Gaiman's Sandman, as far as, you know, content that they're using and stuff like that. But that's like, you know, that's just a nitpicky thing. Anyways, we have to hurry up because I really want to get to Feeling Good with Annie. Do you guys remember Annie? Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow. Well, when the movie came out, they did this record called Feeling Good with Annie in 1982. And It's bizarre. Basically, the gang learns about exercising from a door-to-door exercise guru, Professor Fitness. And this record, the story is just cram-packed with like racism and sexual creepiness. And it even encourages kidnapping. Like, because they go around and they're trying to get other people to get into the fitness aspect of it. And they're like kidnapping them and forcing them to exercise. Anyways, I don't want to delay it. So here we go. This is Feeling Good with Annie. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, The Onomatopoeia Show.
At the Warbucks Mansion, mornings were always the busiest time. And this morning in particular was a very busy one. It was a bright, clear spring day, and there was much activity in the household. Miss Farrell had left the house very early to keep an appointment. Annie was busy upstairs with her schoolwork, and spring cleaning was taking place all over the mansion. Maids and housekeepers were bustling about with mops and feather dusters. Even Punjab and the Asp, Mr. Warbuck's bodyguards, had been given chores to do. Punjab, because he was so tall, was in charge of cleaning the chandeliers. So on that bright spring morning, Daddy Warbucks came down the stairs and called out.
Where is everybody? Grace? Punjab? Mrs. Pio? How could they all disappear? So somebody, it's the doorbell. The door! Isn't anyone going to answer the door? Oh, all right, by Jove. Oliver Warbucks will answer his own doorbell. Where on earth did everybody go? Yes, what is it? My word, who are you?
It looks like I got here just in time.
In time? In time for what? And who are you?
You're Flabby. That's right. Flabby, Flabby, Flabby.
What? What kind of impertinence is this? What do you mean, Flabby?
I mean Flabby. I mean out of shape, out of condition, out of muscle tone,
Out of here!
Wait, wait, don't be hasty. I'm here to help.
Help? You can help by removing yourself from my front door, my good man, leaving me in peace. I don't even want to know who you are.
Who am I? You ask who am I? Why, I am a good man. In fact, I'm Professor Fitness.
Professor Fitness?
Yes, and this is the Traveling No-Flab Review.
I don't believe my eyes. I open my front door, my front door, and on my doorstep I find a crazy man and four raggle-taggle musicians all dressed up in bright red and purple jogging suits here to do who knows what. I not only don't believe it, I don't even like it. Punjab, come help me eject these trespassers.
Wait, wait, Daddy. Let me tell you why we're here. Now, we're not here to hurt you or harm in any way. We're only here to show you how to have a better day. We came down from the street where we helped them to find the beat. To get you feeling fit couldn't hurt a little bit.
Now he's talking in rhyme. Man is obviously deranged. One's up!
Come on, Daddy. Give us a chance. Let us show you how to dance. You'll be surprised at what you can do with fitness and the No-Flab Review.
Daddy Warbucks, why are you shouting for Punjab? Who are these people? Hi, I'm Annie. Wow, why are you all dressed up? Are you a band? Did you come to play music for us?
Why, I'm very pleased to meet you, Annie. I'm Professor Fitness, and this is my crew, the No-Flab Review. We travel all over helping people learn how fitness can be fun for everyone.
Leaping lizards! That's really swell.
The little lady knows about good health.
That's right, Daddy Warbucks. It's important to keep fit and stay healthy. Everyone should get some kind of exercise every day.
Right on, right on. And your daddy here is Flabby.
What?
He needs the special Professor Fitness businessman's workout to keep him feeling fine.
Daddy Warbucks, he's right. No offense, but you will see how good it makes you feel, and it doesn't take very long. Professor Fitness knows what he's talking about.
But Annie, this man is bizarre. I've never heard of such a thing. I get plenty of exercise. I swim every morning.
That's a good start, but it's not enough. We'll show you how you can improve your health, your stamina, and your disposition with routines. May we come in?
Oh, please, Daddy Warbucks. Can't he just come in and show us what the No-Flab Review does?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, thank you, Daddy Warbucks. I'll go call everyone and tell them to come see the professor right now. We can all learn something from him. I just know it.
Annie, everybody is busy working. That's why I had to answer the door in the first place.
If you're busy and you're working and always on the run, I'll show you working exercise that'll make your job more fun. You can do it at a desk or driving in a car. And very, very soon, we'll get you feeling up to par.
So Annie, leaving Professor Fitness to explain his routines to Daddy Warbucks, went around the house and collected all the people there to come hear the professor. She found the Asp polishing the big limousine, and Mrs. Pugh complained that she couldn't leave the kitchen in the middle of baking cherry pies. Punjab left his light bulbs behind, and the maids put away their cleaning equipment to find out what all the excitement was about. Annie was so enthusiastic about Professor Fitness, everyone was curious to meet him.
Here they are, everyone. This is Professor Fitness and his Stove Lab Review. They're here to show us how to have fun and get healthy all at the same time.
Good morning, everyone.
But how do we know you can do what you say? We don't even know you. You just appeared on our doorstep. What are your credentials?
We've traveled far around the world and helped a lot of folks. We've sung and danced the fitness way and even told some jokes. Now I have my traveling band and never want to leave them. They'll tell you some stories and I know you will believe them.
Listen up, good kids, because there's something I got to tell you. I woke up every morning feeling angry, mean, and blue. Then Professor Fitness came and showed me what to do. He taught me how to start the day, and now I run and jump and play. And my happy mood is here to stay in the good old Professor Fitness way. Jelly donut, I held my aching head. I headed for the sofa and turned on the TV, and I just couldn't figure out why I had no energy. And if I'd wander outside, I didn't want to stay, cause my friends were always active, they'd hide, run away. But if I felt too lonely, it wasn't very far to the corner drugstore where I'd buy a candy bar. But then Professor Fitness came, and now play the fitness game. Every morning and every day, I exercise my blues away.
To start the day with exercise is really very smart. It's a tonic for your body and perfect for your heart. And once you start this program, there's one more thing about it. You'll sometimes stop and wonder how you ever did without it. The other thing about it that you really ought to know, it doesn't really matter if you're fast or if you're slow. The way to start to exercise is to do the best you can. Before even you know it, you'll be a fitness man.
Yes, Annie, I do believe the professor has the right idea, and he can come back and teach you all how to be fit. As for me, I must return to my office. I'm expecting an important call from the president.
Don't worry, Professor Fitness. We'll get Daddy Warbucks to join in.
Right you are, Miss Annie. And one thing I can tell, once your daddy tries it, he'll really think it's swell.
Golly, Professor Fitness, we speak the same language.
The next day, at the Warbucks Mansion.
Hello? Oh, hi, Molly. What? Why, sure you can come over and stay for a while. I'd love to have you come visit. I'm sure Daddy Warbucks will say it's all right. But just let me ask him, okay? Listen, I'll call you right back. Daddy Warbucks? Excuse me, I know you're really busy. But can I just ask you one thing?
Well, of course, Annie. What is it?
Well, it's my friend Molly. She just called. She said, you remember her, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
From the orphanage? Well, you know she got adopted, and she really loves her new parents. But she told me that they have to go away for a few days. And she wondered if it wouldn't be too much trouble. Could she stay here?
Well, yes, of course. That would be fine. Tell Molly to be waiting. I'll send a car for her.
Oh, thank you, Daddy Warbucks. I'll call her right away. Molly? Hello, it's Annie. Daddy Warbucks says it's okay with him. And Molly, bring your leotards. We're going to have another session today with Professor Fitness and his no-flab review. Who are they? Oh, I'll explain it when you get here. See you soon. Thanks again, Daddy Warbucks. I hear the doorbell, and I'll bet it's the professor right now.
Fitness, Fitness. Doesn't anyone think about Wall Street anymore?
Hi, Professor Fitness. Guess what? My friend Molly is coming to stay with me for a few days.
Now, isn't that just fine? We'll wait for her to start our session then.
I'm so glad you told us what to do to start the day right, Professor. This morning, everyone felt so much better after their exercise and a real healthy breakfast. And Punjab and the Afts led some of us jogging around the park. And even Miss Pugh and a few of the others went along and walked, though they didn't feel up to running just yet.
Well, that's the best part, Annie. The more you exercise, the more you want to, and the more you can do.
That's right. I'm so glad you came along.
Well, what about your Daddy Warbucks? Did he join the fun?
Well, not today. He was waiting for a call from overseas, and he had to be at his desk. Oh, look, Professor Fitness. This is Molly. Molly, I'm so glad you're here.
Pleased to meet you, Molly.
Hello, Professor Fitness. Hello, Annie. Thank you for letting me come to stay with you.
Oh, Molly, I'm so glad you're here. But you seem so sad. Is everything all right?
I guess so, Annie. It's just, well, this is the first time my folks have ever gone away, and I'm feeling a little scared that they might not come back.
I know just the thing to brighten your spirits. Let's dance with Professor Fitness and the No Flab Review.
That's right, little lady. Even though you're sad and blue, just watch Professor Fitness and the fun No Flab Review.
Oh, Professor Fitness, I can't dance. Everyone else seems to be able to catch on, but I never could. That's okay, though. I'll watch you. I'll just sit over here.
Why, hello there, Molly. I'm glad you're here. Now, what's this about you don't want to dance?
Gosh, Mr. Warbucks, it isn't that I don't want to. I just can't.
Nonsense! Of course you can. Everyone can dance. You just move in time to the music.
That's right, Molly. Golly, Daddy Warbucks, I'm glad you came down to dance along with us.
No, Annie, I just came down to get the mail. I don't have the time right now. You go ahead.
You mean you can't dance either, Mr. Warbucks?
Why, No, that's not what I meant. Of course I can, but...
You just move in time to the music, right, Daddy Warbucks?
Why, yes, that's it.
Can you show me how, Mr. Warbucks?
I think I get the picture, and I know just what to do. Instead of having one left foot, you think that you've got two. And every time you've tried to dance, you find those two left feet just moving in all directions, looking for the beat. Am I saying true how it seems to you?
Well, yes, that's it. I never could. Well, let's admit it then. I've never been what you would call coordinated.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, where we talk about all graphic arts all the time. That was from Feeling Good with Annie, and it's a fantastic little thing, record on how you can, exercise that flab. Yeah, you're too flabby, all of you, everyone, even Daddy Warbox. He's flabby with money. Anyways, we're going to do a show promo and then we're going to go back to some Annie. But before we do that, I wanted to tell you just a little bit about the band I was going to play after that. It's a group called Big Daddy. And thanks to this awesome website that I discovered this week called wayoutjunk.blogspot.com. I mean, seriously, if you're by your computer, just go look it up. wayoutjunk.blogspot.com. He has some fantastic records, this guy Tony. He put it together. He has free downloads. It's all stuff that you can't get anywhere else. Like, that's the impetuous, you know, I'm not going to post it unless if it's available. And it's just, there's so many neat stuff. So he really likes this group called Big Daddy. So I checked it out and I kind of like it too, but we're going to play it at the end of the show. And what they are is they're a 80s band doing 80s songs, but giving it a sort of rockabilly 1950s feel. So it should be fun. But we're going to do a ad for The Reactor, and then we're going to go back to Feeling Good with Annie. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, all graphic arts, all the time.
Are you tired of listening to the same song over and over again? Are you sick of wrinkles and bad skin? Contaminate yourself with some fungi music. It's a play on words. Yeah, we do that. Are you tired of cankles? Cankles, you know, when someone has no ankles. So listen to The Reactor, Fridays 2 to 4. Reactor, reactor, reactor.
True to his promise, Professor Fitness and the No Flab Review were at the park in the morning when the members of the Warbucks household went out for their morning run. The park was not crowded so early, but quite a few people stopped what they were doing to watch the assorted Warbucks family on their run. In the lead were Punjab and the Asp, who were used to running, and so they were able to go at a more steady pace. Annie and Molly were close behind. Bringing up the rear were some of the older people, and yes, even Daddy Warbucks was out trying another new experience. And keeping right up were Professor Fitness and his band. It was a jolly sight. After their run, everyone assembled on the grass to cool down slowly before they went back home.
Well, I say, this isn't so bad. Thanks, Fitness old man, for getting us up and moving.
Oh, Daddy Warbucks, I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Well, I'm not used to it, so I had to go slowly. But I think this is how you get your endurance up, right, Professor Fitness?
Right you are, Daddy. Every day a little bit more, and soon your body knows that you're just trying to help it. And, well, you'll see. It shows.
While we were running, Daddy Warbucks, I saw so many people who looked like they were bored or angry. The kids were playing, but they were fighting a lot, too. And babies with their nurses were crying.
Yes, and I saw people going to work looking as if they hated what they were doing.
Some of the older kids were just lounging around. It looked like they were waiting for trouble. And some of the older people were just sitting there, looking so depressed. I've got an idea. Everybody come with me.
What's this, Annie? Where are you going?
Just come with me. You'll see. Professor Fitness, I need you and the No Flab Review. Hey, I made a rhyme.
I got your message, Annie, and I think I know your plan. And I guess you can do it, if anybody can.
Now, Annie!
Okay, everybody. Now as we walk along the path here, stop and bring somebody. Everybody go and bring as many people as you can right back here, under this big oak tree. I'll go to the swings in the sand pile.
I'll go over there and get that group of kids.
I'll bring those ladies sitting on the bench. Okay, everyone. Meet back here in 5 minutes.
Well, I never thought that Oliver Warbucks would be sitting here in this park, let alone talking to strangers. But I think I see what you're up to, Annie, and all right, I'll stop those people over there.
Well, Annie really had a good idea. She saw how the fun she'd been having with Professor Fitness might make everyone feel better. So she and all her friends went up to the people in the park and talked them into coming over to meet the professor. Of course, people protested at being interrupted in their routines, but they were curious, too, so pretty soon a whole crowd of people had gathered.
Wow, look at all these people. Hi, everybody. I'm Annie, and this is Professor Fitness and his No Flab Review.
Now listen, everybody. We don't want to steal your time, but if you'll give us a minute, we'll get you feeling fine.
Everybody shake a hand and tell your neighbor hi. It's really very easy if you only try. Hey, Professor, I can rhyme like you.
Miss Annie, you're a natural, and I really like your sound. Now let's show the people how to pass the fun around.
One thing I've noticed while walking down the street is no one stops to say hello to all the folks they meet. Now, I don't mean to be foolish or get yourself in trouble. I just know when you give a smile, it comes back to you double.
We're all in this together, living in this land. So think about your neighbor. Give a helping hand. This park makes people happy, and I think it's a shame when people leave it looking worse than when they came.
How about this, people? As you walk along, listen to the birds and hear their pretty songs. And if you see a bottle or a paper or a can left thoughtlessly behind by your fellow man, just pick it up and put it in the place that it should go. It's really very simple and we'll help each other so.
Hey, thanks for your attention. We know you got to go. But if you take a minute, I'll bet it really shows. Our pride in our surroundings, it's getting cleaner by the mile. And it's even better if you do it with a smile.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, where we talk about all graphic arts all the time. And that is Feeling Good with Annie. Didn't you just dig that groovy beat? Didn't it make you want to go out and exercise, whether you want to or not? Because, you know, apparently if you don't exercise, you're just waiting for trouble. And that is a direct quote from Annie. So join Professor Fitness in the No Flab Review and get out there and enjoy that summer. Well, not summer, sunny. I want it to be summer. It's like summer. I feel like it's summer. It's so warm in here. Anyways, this is the end of your radio play slash musical radio Batman musical hour. I just made that up. That's the title of the show. Anyways, we're going to go to some Big Daddy because I'm really curious about these guys. They are a group of guys who came out in the 80s who took 80s songs that you and I love and turned them into 50s rockabilly gems. Again, I got a lot of this stuff off of wayoutjunk.blogspot.com. So you guys should really go check it out because this man put a lot of effort into his site. And there's really some great things on there. Like, as someone who works in daycare, I'm going to be downloading everything I can get off that site and brainwashing my children with these bizarro retro 1960s songs with Mr. Rogers and also Captain Kangaroo. And yeah, it's going to be good times. Anyways, next week, I promise, I swear to God, we are going to have that interview with Pat McEwen. I have it. It's ready. I can play it. I just didn't promote it very well this week. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to start this week. I'll promote it really good. And then we'll have the awesome interview. Pat McEwen is fantastic. If you don't know who he is, you can look him up online. He's done lots of great alternative stuff, but also he's known for his Grendel work and he's done cartoons for a while and he's all over the map. But anyways, so stay tuned for The Lonesome Stranger. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. This was the Onomatopoeia Show, and here is some Big Daddy for you doing the Cars tune, Just What I Needed, CGLO.
I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time. When you're standing oh so near, I kind of lose my mind, yeah. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair. I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. I guess you're just what I needed.
you're just what I needed. I needed someone to bleed. Just